Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, but the definition of spring is a season of the year between winter and summer during which temperatures gradually rise. Now, the current date is April 27th, 2019, and we're under a freeze warning. Alright, so welcome to the podcast with Phil Lynn. I am so excited to get finally started and off the ground. This thing's gonna be cliche like every other first episode, but let's get started. So, the main reason why I wanted a podcast was so I could basically share everything that was going on in my brain with you and like everything I wanted to like talk with people about. Like, sometimes when I'm sitting at school, I want to tell someone something, but I know it's kind of rude. So I kind of just hold my mouth, but like this is the way I can really share everything I want. So like you guys are in for a lucky mission, I guess. So, and I'm just so excited to finally be able to shoot my first episode of my podcast. It's been months and months of deliberating, deciding what to talk about. What's it gonna be called? Is it gonna be interesting? Are people gonna like it? Are you gonna X out this video right now? Video podcast right now? I mean, literally everything. And I decided a couple things. Like, firstly, you see what I mean by all these extra noise sounds in my house? Oh, I'm so sorry. So I decided that firstly, this podcast would not be scripted. Firstly, because it sounds boring if it's scripted, and I like to challenge my mind, make up things on the spot. So like when I'm daydreaming in class, teacher's like, "Hey, Phil." I'm like, "Whoa." Like I can make something up real quick, you know? So it's good to practice this type of stuff in your brain. Plus, like most people, I have a fear of public speaking, so I guess this is a nice way that I can talk with you guys. Spring, my least favorite season of the year. Warm, it's muggy, it's disgusting. There's pollen, there's all these little bugs, wasps, bees, flowers. It's so warm, you can't wear your jacket, the weather's always changing. It's just disgusting. It's wet, it's rainy, there's nothing you can do outside. I personally do not like warm weather because of one thing. My biggest fear in life, bugs. There's a mosquito in my house, I will whack it. Now, right outside the window where I sit to record this podcast, there is a small wasp nest. And it's very small, and this guy named Mr. Wasp lives there, and I always like to look at him. I'm like, "What are you doing?" He always hides in there. It's under the porch railing. I always wonder what he does in there. He just hides in his little cocoon trying to do something, and I'm afraid that he's gonna like build a cocoon or nest or something, and we'll have to call an exterminator. So I always tell him, "Hey mom, we need to call an exterminator to remove the bugs in our house." Like, we used to have a stink bug problem. Funny story, when we were moving into this new house, it was about 2 years ago, and we went on a tour of this house before buying it, and we saw a stink bug. I freaked out, and like the realtor was like looking at me like, "Whoa, what?" And then like she had to take the bug away, and I was like, ugh. There were so many stink bugs. They're literally 10 stink bugs dead in the window because there were so many, and literally, like, some of them are still in the windowsill right now upstairs. Like, yeah, this house is infested with stink bugs, and the first night was terrible. You see, this is probably gonna lose me a lot of viewers, but I don't like dogs. They're just not my thing. And the whole house reeked of dog. I could not sleep the first night. It smells so disgusting. Okay, back on track. So, bugs. I just don't like them. They sting you, they make noises, they can make you itch. Mosquitoes, I just don't like it. I don't like shots or health or none of that. It makes me feel uneasy, you know, when that bee is buzzing around you. It's like, he's gonna jump on my skin and sting me, and I'm gonna get a rash and I could die. Because the word that really makes something is called venom, and like when you hear the word venom, it's like a negative connotation. Like, venom is the stuff that ejects into your skin and makes it hurt and like kills you, like spiders have venom. My dad and mom always say, grow up, you're a boy, you can't just be scared of bugs all the time. Like, we're going to China this summer, I am freaked out because I know there are tons of mosquitoes. And the mosquitoes there are big, fat, and juicy. Like, they suck your blood out like pigs. Literally, in China, if you go to any store, there's a whole 2 hours devoted to, like, stuff that kills mosquitoes. Like, tents, nests. Yeah. So there's this really cool thing in China that you plug in, and then you insert this little, like, pad, and it has this enzyme that attracts the mosquitoes, and then the mosquito flies into this thing, and it's so hot, it burns them and kills them. I love seeing mosquitoes die to that. Another funny story, I'm getting off topic, is, you know, once when I was in my grandma's house in China, she was knitting this bamboo blanket thing, and, well, without looking, I wanted to watch the television. So I sat down, plopped my ass. Okay. No cuss words. I plopped my butt onto that seat and that bamboo stick stuck right in my butt. I had to go to the hospital, poke it out, and like, ow. That bamboo stick in my butt. Still has a bruise from that today. Okay, back on track. So, that's basically my story about bugs. The second thing I don't like about spring is that it's warm and muggy. Humidity is my least favorite thing ever. It's like so heavy in the atmosphere. It's like muggy and, I just don't like it. Like, right now, outside, it's really cool, like 40 degrees. It's May almost. I don't know why. It's nice because the water is so clear and crisp and you can smell it so fresh. But then when you get to spring, there's like tornadoes and hurricanes. I don't have hurricanes in Iowa. But it's like, it's just muggy and it's just so humid. And I just don't like that. Like, I spend most of my time inside because who wants to go outside? Literally. Bugs, it's muggy, it's wet, it's just disgusting. I am not a fan of spring. I like fall, it's nice and cool, there's no bugs. Early spring is nice because the bugs haven't come out yet. It's still kind of windy, it's nice outside. It's beautiful outside, actually. Like, yesterday was so beautiful. I sat out there. I normally don't even like to go outside, but there were, like, no bugs. It was windy, it was nice and warm. I was kind of happy about that. And my next dislike about spring is weather. My family does not really care about weather. You see, they grew up in, like, Asia and China and Korea, so whenever there's, like, a tornado, I'm like, Mom, it's a tornado warning. We need to get into the basement. And she's like, it's okay. And she just keeps on cooking her food. Once there was a friend over at our house, and she was still cooking food when there was a tornado warning and sirens going off and wind was blowing. And then finally, when our power went out, they went to the basement, but she didn't, like, she was like, I don't really care. And it turns out that night, there was a really big tornado. And it stripped right through downtown of our neighboring city. And it stripped through our downtown all the way up north across the Mississippi River. It was bad. Let me tell you that. Okay, so hopefully I've explained to you enough why I don't like spring and why you shouldn't hate me. Next, I'm going to explain to you why I don't like dogs. Dogs are my... Again, please excuse the extra sounds. Dogs are my least favorite thing in the world. Now, I've said many times that... Okay, I shouldn't get this far. Dogs, they're mean, growly. I just don't like them. Here's the story. Long time ago in China, yes, you guessed it. All my bad looks in China. I don't want to go to China again. I always get sick. I always get rashes. Let's not talk about it, okay? So I was in China. It was our first day back. We were at my uncle's house, and he has this pet dog, and I loved dogs, so I was like with him for 4 hours that day, and it was dinner, the dog was eating his bones. Like, Chinese dogs are wild dogs. Okay, owners don't keep him on a leash, they just expect him to come back, and like, it's crazy. So he was eating his bones, and I was like petting him. I grabbed one of his bones so I could feed it to him, and he hated it. He bit me, and I was like, So then I had to go to Kaifeng, China, which is about an hour away. So we drove an hour away every week. I was going to throw up because I have car sickness to get rabies shots. Now, the first time I went there, when I got there, I thought there was just like an hospital or something. But it turns out this was a clinic. And I was like, I freaked out about it. So that's a little about why I don't like dogs. Next up, we're going to do a little interview with my brother, and we're going to talk about what he does. Just learn a little more about me. Okay, everybody. So today I have here not only my brother, but my sister too, and we're going to do a little interview. So we're going to start with my sister. Hello.
Hello.
Say hi.
Hi.
So I have a question for you. What is your favorite food?
My favorite food is broccoli.
Broccoli? Why broccoli?
It's a green.
It's green?
Yeah.
Okay, and welcome. What's your favorite food? Grace, well, I'm not done. What's your favorite food?
Good Alfredo.
Alfredo, that's nice. So, the reason why I asked you to come here, because I want to ask you what's your favorite season. Well, what's your favorite season?
Spring.
And why is it spring?
Because it's perfect weather.
So you don't care about how muggy it is, all the bugs, the pollen?
Nope.
You're not scared of bugs?
Nope.
Not even bees?
Nope.
And Grace, what's your favorite season? Spring, summer, winter?
I want summer. Fall. Summer.
Why summer?
Because it's so hot.
You like hot weather? You like bugs? Say no.
No.
Yeah. Well, why do you like bugs? Like, why aren't they scary to you?
Because bugs are just like a human. If you kill a bug, it's like killing a human.
But Grace, do you like bugs?
No.
Why?
Because it gets a sting to me.
Cool. So to lead us into our next segment of the podcast, I will be talking about positivity. So, Will, do you think it's good to be positive all the time? Get closer to the mic. Do you think it's good to be positive all the time?
Yeah.
And why?
Because so you don't suicide.
Will, appropriate answers, please.
So you think up to what you want to do and you do it.
And what's wrong with being negative all the time?
You commit suicide.
Grace, why should you always be happy and positive? Talk loudly. Why should we be happy? Not mean. Should we be nice or mean, Grace?
Nice.
Why?
Because mommy being mean isn't nice.
Why else?
Daddy get mad.
Louder, please.
Hey,
So, Will, do you think positivity is a good thing or a bad thing? And you said it's a good thing, so you don't like feel bad about yourself. But can you explain a little more about what you mean?
No.
And why can't you stop laughing? What's so funny? She didn't cuss yet. So, before we end, we're going to talk about our favorite books. So, Grace, what's your favorite book?
Paw Patrol.
Okay, Will, what's your favorite book?
Amulet.
Amulet? What? Why is it Amulet? Like, what do you like about Amulet?
Because it's a graphic novel.
Okay, what happens in Amulet?
There's some elves are a bad guy, and there's some people with Stonekeeper which have magical powers, and they destroy the elves, they go boom boom, and then they reunite together.
Okay, Grace, why is Paw Patrol your favorite book? Why is it your favorite book? Is it funny? Is it fun?
It's fun.
It's fun? Okay. Well, thank you guys for joining me on the interview today. Next up, positivity. Positivity, one of the most discussed about topics. So, up until recently, there was this fight at our school about positivity on the whiteboard, and I didn't really pay attention to it, but all I know is that junior high students have a problem with being positive. So, like, recently I was at a District Bang concert, and I was sitting next to two people named... I shouldn't say names, but I was sitting next to them, and every time a band played, they're like, they were so bad. Oh, we played them better than last time. Like, oh, they're so slow. Was that even a song? And then, like, when the seventh graders played, they were like, they kind of messed up. And then, like, when the next band played, they're like, this song's okay. And then the following band played, and they're like, oh, this is so boring, I'm gonna go to sleep. Positivity. Can't you be positive? Say something happy. Why do you have to be negative? So, you see, I feel like people these days are always negative about everything because they want to make themselves feel better, if that makes sense. So, like, I gotta stop turning my head away because it distracts the audio. Okay, back on track. So, when, for example, let's say you made a mistake and you accidentally dropped someone's phone into the river. And you come home and then you go to the guy and you're like, oh, I dropped your phone in the river, but it's all your fault because you don't have a waterproof phone. And then you, like, pin it on them and get upset at them. And, like, why can't you be positive? Because you want to make yourself feel better. So I feel like the whole aspect of positivity is just to be happy with yourself. So if I Google positivity right now, it's the practice of being or tendency to be positive or optimistic in an attitude. So, optimistic. The definition of optimistic is expecting the best in all possible ways. So, like, for example, you didn't study for a test, but you're like, oh, well, I'm still gonna do great. That's positivity. A bunch of kids in my school, when they don't study for their French test, they're like, I'm just gonna flunk, or like, oh, there goes my A, or like, you didn't even tell us there was going to be a test. See what I mean? Positivity. Come on, people. I hear complaining all the time at school. Oh, you don't want to do this. Oh, why do we have to do this? Nobody likes school. Nobody likes to learn. I even admit I don't like school that much. I just got to go there because I have to. When school gets interesting, it's because teachers are doing something fun or exciting. But school, the sole purpose of school is to help you learn and to educate you, basically. And I kind of also feel like school is a waste of time because who remembers times tables from third grade? We remember those, but, like, did you remember you learned about the Revolutionary War in fifth grade? Like, oh, really? We learned about that? Like, or did you remember we learned about slaves in second grade? Like, you don't remember... Excuse me. You don't remember any of that stuff. So what's the point of going to school? Like, for example, we're learning the quadratic formula right now. Negative b plus or minus square root of b squared minus 4ac all over 2a. So some kid asked my teacher, what use does the quadratic formula have in real life? And she's like, oh, so you can calculate the height of a ball and how high it bounces and everything. So in real life, if you need to figure that stuff out, you are able to. So, like, I'm like, okay, but when am I gonna have to do that? Like, we have calculators. Back when I was in sixth grade, we were learning about how to do, like, multiplication. I'm like, this is a waste of time. When you get to junior high, you use calculators for everything. Like, I'm doing a problem -2 × 2 × 2, I have to use a calculator. 5 × 56 + 28, oh, I gotta use a calculator. Like, brain instantly goes to calculator mode. Like, there's no point learning all this stuff. So back to positivity, I'm gonna look up the second definition, and it's the presence rather than absence of certain substance, condition, or feature. Okay, yeah, Google doesn't make sense. Let's try Merriam-Webster. Definition of positivity. The quality or state of being positive. Okay, what does positive mean? Formally laid down or imposed, expressed clearly or proportionally, fully assured. Confined it. Of, relating to, or consulting the degree of comparison that expressed in English by the unmodified and unflected form of an adjective. Ugh. All I'm trying to say is that why can't we be positive when every day we are negative, we're complaining about things going on in life? Like, I'm complaining how my dad can't keep quiet when walking his footsteps. I can't stop. Walking down. Like, about he's gonna die. Like, I'm like positive, okay? Oh, it's okay, Dad. Just be positive. Like, this podcast, I'm seriously thinking about deleting this whole episode because I feel like this is a failure, but like, positive. How do you know people aren't gonna like it? How do you know people aren't just gonna like exile this video? Like, what if nobody's listening to this right now? Like, what if I'm just wasting all my time doing this? I hope someone is listening right now, and if you are, I want to give you a round of applause. Okay, this is getting scripted. All right, let's move on. So, okay, I'm getting off task. Positivity is nonfictionist indicator relating to characterized by affirmation, addition. What if I search a positivity? Okay, so positive. Okay, I'm just kind of being negative right now. Like, my whole life is negative every day. I complain about everything that's going on in my life. Like, I feel like I have no control over my life. My parents control what I do every day. I have to listen to them. I don't get to choose what I want to do. They decide everything they want. Oh, you have to do your homework now. Oh, you have to go exercise now. Come on, why can't I control my own life? Why do I have to do my homework right now? Why do I have to go to swim practice right now? Just let me control my own life. I'm never positive, and I feel like I should be a little more positive about that, because the effects of being positive are tremendous. It makes you feel better every day. It just makes you happier, you know? It's like if your parents buy you a candy, you'd probably be happier with them. But if you're like, hey, I'm gonna take away your phone for a week. Hint, I don't have a phone, but you're like, I'm gonna take your phone away for a week. Like, you wouldn't be positive, you'd be negative, but like, look positive. So recently, I think it's a good idea to ban phones from schools. It lets you talk with more people. It just allows us to be humans. At lunch every day, people are just on their phones, addicted, texting, BuzzFeed, quizzes. I sit next to this person in band. She's always on her phone, texting whenever she can. And no offense, but I kind of get annoyed by that. Even at the bus stop, there's this girl. She sometimes runs late to the bus stop, and she texts. I'm like, can you just take your eyes off the phone for a minute? I'm like, positive, Phil. Gotta be positive. What's positive? So the positive thing about having phones is, I guess, you get to communicate yourself, something to distract you. It's a good learning tool in the classroom. But negative parts of positivity phones is like, it's addicting you. It's taking you away from the social platform. Being social is like a life skill. It's something that we use to grow up into humans today. Our father used socialism to talk with other people. Jesus used to be social to literally escalate the world. So being social is a great thing, let me tell you this. But with your phones, literally, people are right next to you. You're just texting them. Like, every second, there's this girl I sit next to in French. The substitute teacher said, everybody, please put your phones away. She doesn't put her phone away. She just stuffs in her binder and, like, walks away. And then I see her Snapchatting. I don't know. Is that what it's called? Snapchat? And she takes random pictures of the ceiling to every person. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, who's going to care about Snapchat when you grow up? Literally. No one's going to care what you did on Snapchat. You don't have to keep up this stupid streak thing. Okay, I apologize if I'm using some language that offends you. This is my daily language of life at home, so live with it, okay? And so just more about positivity and negativity. It's good to be negative because it allows you to be defiant, allows you to explain yourself, you to be you, but being positive is also a nice thing because, you know, it makes you happier, brings the whole world together. So be positive, folks. Don't always be negative. It's okay to be negative sometimes, but always look for a positive side. Something bad happened at school. Well, what's negative about it? What's positive about it? One of the biggest quotes I like to tell everyone is, you can't change the future. You can only change the present. You mess up on something, you can't worry about it now. You can't go back in time. What can you do to change it right now? So, for example, you forget your homework. I can go back in time, go home, grab my homework, come here. How can you fix it? Just bring your homework to school tomorrow, explain to the teacher what happened. I mean, it happens to everyone, so be positive, folks, and you will find so much more interest in life. Okay, everybody, so to make us smarter humans every day, I have decided to have a word of the day every podcast, and I have to use that podcast in the next segment where I am going to give you guys a news article so you can be more smart about the world. Right? Exciting. All right. So the word of the day today is, drumroll please.
Logie.
Hear that?
Logie. 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 Logie.
Logie is an adjective that means sluggish, groggy. So some example sentences was, I was feeling logy after eating such a big meal, so I decided to take a brief nap. Wow, what an amazing story. Okay, so today's news article that we're going to discover is called, Avengers Endgame is a historic Marvel achievement and a blockbuster that deserves the hype. It's a movie with no precedent, carving a path no franchise has managed to navigate before. Okay, I have to admit something. I am scared of animated movies, scary movies. I will not watch animated movies. I am freaked out by Disney. Zootopia is my scary movie list. My scariest movie I've ever watched is Kung Fu Panda 3 because that crazy moose scared the out of me. Okay, I gotta stop. Okay, positive. So this article is by Ari Brundle on NBC News, so let's get started. A year after Avengers Infinity War hit the big screen in 2018, the squeal Avengers Endgame arrived in theaters this weekend, with a bang that would make Thanos jealous. But through the movie is technically the second half of a story begun last year. It is far more than that. It is really the final movie in a series 11 years in a making. And the accumulation of an unprecedented 22 film series, which so far include no less than 10 different standalone superhero franchises, all interconnected within a single universe. So I remember I watched one Avengers movie. I was scared to hell by that movie. I don't remember much except this Green Hulk inside some type of nasty chamber and some type of plane. That's all I can really remember. I know I would be freaked out by Avengers. Let's, move on. It's a movie with no precedented. It's a movie with no precedent in the precedent in the history of filmmaking, carving a path no franchise has managed to navigate before. When viewed through this lens, it's not surprising Avengers Endgame has AMC theaters holding round-the-clock showings to accommodate demand. With all that kind of hype, whether or not the movie is any good might seem like a rather irrelevant concern. However, thankfully, the film succeeds in that regard below. Regard to. Spoilers below. Okay, I don't want to spoil anything for anyone. So let's just read the end. But like any season finale, the end is only temporary. Phase 5. I can't read Roman numerals. It's a 1 and a 5. Starts with Spider-Man Far From Home this summer. That film will most likely coincide with the help or announce of the next generation of superheroes. Not to mention the accumulation of Fantastic Four and X-Men franchises. Both of which Marvel got back from 20th Century Fox when the parent company Disney swallowed the rival whole last month. Oh yeah, I remember when Disney bought Fox? I was like, ugh. Okay, I didn't really care. But yeah, that's news. It is to, at this point, hard to imagine how much longer the MCU will be able to keep up this level of production and quality. But no one thought back in 2008 the company would be pull off a run like this either. It's a remarkable achievement. And like Captain America, Marvel may very well insist it can keep doing this all the way. So basically it's talking about how Avengers is such a great movie, which I don't think it is. If you disagree with me, talk with me. Think, opinion, analysis, essays. So I hope you've enjoyed this first episode of this podcast. I hope it's been interesting. I hope you're still listening. Once again, if you're still listening, good job. Avengers Endgame, I'm never going to watch the movie. Hopefully it's good. I want to thank you all for watching this podcast. This has been an amazing experience getting to know you guys. Having you listen to me, getting, just being able to share a little more about me, what you don't know about me, how I like to cuss sometimes, what you don't see in my school life, and I just can't wait to do my podcast next week, so stay tuned. Make sure to check out my Patreon at www.patreon.com/podcastwithphil. There you can check out all of the stuff that I have posted. You can donate, support me. There's announcements there, bonus episodes, bunch of stuff. Check it out. Okay, so until next time, I'll see you later. Have an amazing day. and hopefully the weather gets better, and I should stop cussing, and I should be positive, because this was a great podcast. Let's give myself a round of applause.